Were you sort of helping out in the shop for as long as...
When I was at home, yes, I helped out in the shop. Saturdays and tea times, I always had to go through the shop.
Right.
And if it was something I couldn't do, I would run into the house, because it was one long, continuous building. Do you know Enochdhu?
Yeah, but I've never seen it, like, with a post office.
No, because that was a long time ago. But there was a shop, it was a big square room, and then it went into the domestic buildings, and then there was what we called the paraffin shed, where this great big tank, what would the volume of the tank be?
50 gallons.
Maybe
it wasn't as big as all that. It just seemed big, probably.
It was big.
I doubt if it'd be more than 100 gallons, but...
I don't know. And beside that was where my parents stored their coal. So if there had been a fire...
Yeah.
It would have been some fire.
Spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing about the coal I hated, my mother would say to me, now, you stand at the front door and you count the bags of coal as the man carries them in. Because I think there was a feeling in the glen that the coal man was out to do you. If you were going to get, say, 20 hundredweight of coal, and you didn't watch, and he was unscrupulous, he could charge you for 20, but only put in
19. Yeah, I remember having to do that as well, because in these days, you order coal by the ton rather than by the bag.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not aware of how you buy coal nowadays. But... we would get every so many, every maybe couple of months you would get coal, and it just arrived, and there maybe be a ton of coal, and they'd carry the bags in and empty it. And as you said, you'd have to count the bags to make sure that you got 20 bags.
Yeah. Just standing there, just like standing guard, subtly counting every single...
Oh, not subtle.
No.
Not when you're 11, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
You're not subtle.